WWF Gainesville. W251CG Gainesville. From the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Well, it's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80!
He's still going! They won't catch him! Touchdown, Gators!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk Steve Russell and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it!
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it!
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Welcome into another edition of Inside the Huddle for this Tuesday. The gang, the band is back together. Gator QB Shane Matthews, the head ball coach Steve Spurrier, yours truly Steve Russell. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to talk a lot about the Gators, obviously, today, and the rest of what's going on in college football. If you have a call you want to place to us, you can do so on the Campus USA phone line, 392. Zach, go ahead and turn the music down, please. Thank you. 392-82.
He likes the pride of the sunshine.
Yeah, 392-8255. That's the number to call. Guys, look, at this point, when you get a win, and it's an SEC win, you take them. And if you're looking for improvement, I thought Florida was better on Saturday. Do you, Coach?
Yeah, we're a little bit better. Yeah, I think so. Obviously, Vandy is the bottom of the league. We all know that. And I think they're going to stay there this year, although they did beat us and Kentucky last year. But they looked more like the typical Vandy teams. But we did play a lot better. Yeah, ran the ball, threw the ball pretty well, scored 38 points, which I guess is a lot for us right now. So anyway, the game coming this week's a big one. It's going to be, hey, are we just going to be playing to maybe go to the bowl game, or do we have a fighting chance to win the division when we play Georgia?
Mm-hmm. I agree. I thought it was a clean game, however you want to put it. Mm-hmm. But this is the biggest game the Gators have played in a long time, because 5-2 is a whole lot better, and you still control your own destiny going to Georgia. But if you're 4-3, just doesn't feel real good.
Coach, I want to ask about going on the road. I mean, that was a big point of emphasis with the media, with Billy Napier, and obviously because Florida's not done well on the road. But I don't know what, as a coach, can you do or do you do differently to change that? Is there anything?
Well, the first thing I think we ever talked about is we eliminate excuses. They are no excuses if we go stink the place up. Don't give me this. It's on the road. It's playing at 12 o'clock or blah, blah, blah. Just eliminate all excuses. Crowd noise, hey, it's going to be there. And we always had some hand signals or whatever we need to do for the offense. And so let's go play. Eliminate the excuses, and let's go play. If we get beat, they're just better than us, and they're tougher than us, and they're smarter than us. And if we beat them, then we'll feel that way about them. Pretty simple.
No, I agree. I think, I mentioned on your show yesterday, Steve, people we travel just like every other team. I mean, we're not doing anything different. I think we're going to go a little earlier on Friday, I believe. That's what I heard. We'll see. Maybe we just need to be looser. I don't know. It just seems like in today's world, everything is so calculated. You got this meeting. You got that meeting. You got to get to this meeting. You know, Coach was kind of a laid-back type coach. We had a plan, but we had a little bit of free time, too. We didn't goof around. But you kind of – I don't know, take your mind off the game, but maybe we just play too uptight when we go on the road. I don't know. I don't know. We got to try something different.
Let's do our questions of the week, brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. Send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Kate in Gainesville, considering two offensive linemen were injured, the line played well. What do you see that they need to find consistency?
Oh, look, offensive line play is not easy. You know, the best linemen in the world get beat a lot on Sundays. It's hard to block. You just got to figure out, you know, it's got to be the quarterback's got to help the line out. The running backs have to do their part in the protection. You know, sometimes a run happens because a receiver makes the block. You know, everybody has to do their part.
Yeah, it could have had a little effect, maybe in pass protection or something like that. But look back on our 96 national championship team, the last game of the season in Tallahassee, Zach Piller and Mo Collins, our two starting offensive tackles, were out of the game. Both of them had some leg injuries. But a month later, when we played them again, they were healthy. So we got beat by 3 points, and then we won by 32 points. So maybe those two offensive tackles had a lot to do with it. Who knows?
We ain't got many Mo Collins and Zach Pillars on that roster here.
Not yet. Tomas in Brunswick, Georgia. Trey Wilson's a nightmare for opponents. Can he be a Percy Harvin-type game changer if we utilize him correctly?
I mean, he's a playmaker. As I stated yesterday with you, Steve, I would play Ricky Pearsall, Eugene Wilson, and Andy Jean at the three wide receivers with Arliss Boardingham at the tight end until they couldn't breathe anymore. I wouldn't put anybody else in the game. I'd put those four and go play.
I agree with Shane. Those guys can play, so let's get more balls going at them if we can.
Eddie in Gainesville, Merch continues to exceed expectations. Has he proven he's not just a game manager?
Well, I think he's played extremely well and done what they've asked him to do. We all talk about balls down the field, and we threw a couple the other day. He missed a inside slot fade to Ricky by a yard. But, Steve, we talked about it yesterday. I feel like you need to throw 10 deep balls a game. If you hit three or four of them, that's pretty damn good.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to complete all 10. So if you throw two and you miss both of them, doesn't mean you can't throw it down the field. You just got to take more shots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the key to scoring a lot. NFL, college, you got to pitch it down the field. So, I'd like to see us throw deep more. I think most all the fans would right now.
Lewis in Gainesville and Vandy's first score, Marshall had his face mask yanked. Ref missed it. Marshall gave up on the play. It cost us. How do you coach a kid to play until the whistle?
Well, I was very upset when I saw that on the broadcast. I didn't see him get his face mask pulled. I also heard he got poked in the eye. But look, you got to play with effort. So it's kind of a catch-22 in that situation. You know, if you get your helmet yanked and poked in the eye, sometimes it's hard to go run after somebody.
Yeah, when it happened, I didn't see the helmet pulled. Obviously, the referee didn't either. And, you know, we're saying maybe he needs to sit on the bench a while if he's not going to chase the guy. But it's unusual. You see something like that, and our defensive back wasn't even chasing.
Yeah.
So, but maybe he had a reason. I don't know. It was a little of both, I think.
Lula in Gainesville, coach back in the 90s, did you handle homecoming games differently? What's your head coaching record at the Swamp?
Yeah, we didn't play any conference teams usually for homecoming that I can remember, unless it was Vanderbilt or somebody like that. But, we brought the team, and I introduced all the seniors at Gator Growl there, and we made a nice time out of it and usually played well the next day. And usually all the walk-on players got to play, and the walk-on senior guys, they enjoyed walking across the stage being introduced. So we made it memorable and fun, especially for all the seniors.
Let's see here. Alvin in Orlando, seems we do well when we only play one back. Is it hard for the running backs to get in the groove when they're rotating?
I don't know. I mean, I've never played running backs. I don't know. Coach played a bunch of running backs, but usually – Even the year you won the national title, Fred was the main guy.
We rotated two or three there for a while with Fred Taylor and Elijah, and Terry Jackson, of course. But then when you our tailback,
Eric Ratt,
leading rusher in school history, when he was here, he did about all of it.
Yeah.
He got about 30 carries a game, and that's why he's a leading rusher in school history, and probably always will be.
Levi in Old Town, Jabbar Gaffney inducted to the UF Hall of Fame last week. Did you attend the ceremony? What was it that made him so good?
Yeah, I attended it. Jabbar was just another one of those outstanding great receivers we've had here. I saw a list the other day about touchdown receptions, and Doring's at the top with his 31, I think. And then, and let's see, I'm not sure who was second, but you got Jack Jackson, Jabbar Gaffney, Ike Hilliard, Redell Anthony, Willie Jackson.
Quezzy.
I mean, Quezzy's in there.
Jabbar, Richie.
Travis McGriff, I think, is in there. I mean, they all between about 22 and 28, something like that. So nobody got all the touchdown passes back in our day. We spread it around, and but Jabbar was really good. There's no question. He and Richie Caldwell and Taylor Jacobs, when the three of them were out there, they were just about like Ike, Riedel, and Quezzy. It wasn't much of a drop-off at all.
Jordan and Archer, Borningham had a breakout game. Is he the mismatch we've been looking for at tight end since Pitts left?
I mean, anytime you got a guy that can run as athletic, it can be a mismatch. I can't compare him to Kyle Pitts, but it was good to see him. You know, my favorite play he made the other night was it was like 3rd and 18, and you know they were in like a prevent type defense, and we just threw a little 6-yard curl route to him. He caught it, made two guys miss, and got the first down. So he's elusive and should help us down the road.
Shane Ken wants to know, are you getting any NIL money? It was mentioned on the broadcast in the game somebody was wearing your number.
Oh, no, I was joking around. Remember, I joked on our pregame show the other day that, you know, nowadays they can go in the union and you can print any jersey you want with a name and a number on it. And I was joking around about – no, I've not got any checks in the mail.
Who's a better play caller? Kevin wants to know, Andy Reid or Shanahan?
Ooh. That's tough. I think Shanahan probably is a better schemer because they do some unique stuff.
On runs and passes, especially. Yes. I think run-wise, Shanahan may be the best. But Kansas City, Mahomes has so much freedom back there.
Yeah,
he does. And they adjust their patterns.
They play street ball. Kelsey sometimes just runs where there ain't nobody
to a spot.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a zone, he's not going to run into anybody. And Mahomes knows he'll be in the middle of that zone and just fires it in there.
Yeah. There was a touchdown the other – when they scored, Kelsey just ran. It was down near the goal line. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. He just ran to an open spot and hit him. Just got him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jalen in Gainesville. Coach, this is for you. Mm-hmm. What's your allegiance on Saturday? How hard is it to root for one of the two teams you own a winning record at?
I'm a Gator. I'm a Gator, and they know that up in South Carolina now. When they put my name on the stadium here and gave me a little job called ambassador, that means this is definitely my school. So, I pull for South Carolina every game but this one, and pull for Duke just about every game because they don't play either one of us. So I try to keep up with all three of the schools I coached at.
Maggie in Jacksonville, Gamecocks had a bye last week. How'd your teams prepare differently for opponents coming off a bye, if anything different?
We did just a little bit maybe the week before, and then I think we gave the guys Friday off, and a lot of them used to like to go back to their high schools games and strut up and down the sideline, right to Shane, some of our local guys. But they'd go back to their old high school, watch that Friday night game, and come back Sunday. But we gave them the weekend off. We gave them a little time off, and there's a little break time, and then Monday we get back after it and have a normal week of preparation.
Beckett in Gainesville, Coach Napier won his 50th game as a head coach. Do you recall your 50th win?
You know, I think it was Vandy also. I think it was. But then again, the 50th, it might have been, you know, I got pro ball and college ball. So I got, well, do you add both of them together or whatever? So I got a couple of 50s and a couple of 100s and a couple of 150s too.
So, Brett in Gainesville. The Steve Spurrier First Year Coach of the Year Awards hosted at your restaurant in February. Who are the leading potential coaches after 5 weeks?
Probably right now, I would say Jeff Brohm at Louisville and Coach Prime out at Colorado.
Could you imagine? Him rolling into Gainesville?
Yeah.
So we still got a little time left. But, I would say those two are probably the leading candidates right now.
Robert, in Gainesville, the Oklahoma-Texas game was a dandy. Is the SEC ready for the two new powerhouses?
Well, whether you're ready or not, they're coming.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're pretty damn good.
They're both very good. And they're both, got the wherewithal, as Ricky Newhouse calls it. I'd call it the money, the cash. They got big spenders at both places, and they're going to have a great teams. Oklahoma brought in 6 defensive linemen from around the country that looked pretty good. And that's why they're a different team this year. They brought in so many different guys, and I think Venables is starting to get involved with the defense. They made some nice goal line tackles, Oklahoma did the other day, to keep Texas out. But Texas, they're a very good team. They just happened not to win that game.
It's amazing the difference in Oklahoma from a year ago, because they were terrible defensively. Those guys come in, those transfers, whatever they are, and they're a lot better. Claude in Gainesville, will you attend the Carolina game Saturday?
Yeah, we're going up to see some friends and have dinner with a few of the people and then get back Sunday. Yeah.
Joy in St. Pete, keep hearing Steve Spurrier Jr.'s name as a candidate for head coaching jobs. Is he ready?
Well, he should be. He's been an assistant now about 25 years at least or so. But hopefully he'll get a shot before his coaching days are over. And But you got to have the right connection. You got to know somebody or whatever. But, hopefully that'll happen.
Last two here for you, Shane. Julian says, I saw on your podcast you're a new grandpa. Congratulations on baby Breeze. Is this the first grandchild?
First one, yep.
Yep. And lastly, Hanson in Gainesville, 49ers are the best team in the NFL. Since you played for them for a decade, Coach, do you root for them, and are you enjoying their dominance?
Yeah, I've been back to a couple of reunions, 49ers. We had a 50-year reunion 2 years ago, I think. Last year, actually, 2022. So anyway, I go back a few of those times. 9 years I was with them and one with Tampa Bay, so those are my two pro teams. And pulled a little bit for Jacksonville also. They're the closest to us.
All right, those are our questions of the week, brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Play of the week, boy, I think we know what this is, brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. It's got to be the Miami play.
Yeah, that is just inexcusable.
Yeah, it is inexcusable, but on the other side, the running back why don't you just hold on to the ball and go down? But he probably just trying to gain more yards or whatever. And then the defense, what in the world happened? They went 75 yards in 2 plays. What are you guys thinking too? But you're right, the coach, they don't have to think if they'd taken a knee. And I think they could have taken one before that one, the play fumble.
But he did the same thing, Coach, when he was the head coach at Oregon and lost a game.
He sure did.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Much more to come inside the huddle. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
We are proud to be your home for Gator soccer.
Spins and fires! Gators on top!
You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards, and that's why they are the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. You want to give us a call on the Campus USA phone line, you can do so, 392-8255. Coach, this is from CJ, who says, have any of our football coaches ever asked you for your help or advice? From a Gator fan who's jumped off the bandwagon. That's interesting.
Oh, not really. Not too much. A little bit, though. I've been in there maybe once with Coach Mullen and Coach Napier, Coach McElwain, so forth. But it's hard to give guys ball plays because they don't know how to coach them, and you got to use them at the right time against the right defense and all that. I remember my first year here, Shane was throwing for about 300 yards every game, and nobody had ever done that. And a media guy, after practice one day, he said, Coach, we really love your offense, but there's one problem. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, everybody's going to see it on tape, and they're going to start putting in your ball plays. And I said, well, let me tell you this. Sun Tzu, in The Art of War, he said this. He said, every man can see my tactics in battle, but no man can see from where they evolve. So until they come watch our practice field and know when to call that ball play and how to coach it up, they can't do it.
Yeah,
it's just hard to do. So you have to – the practice field is where you get good at it, and then you do it in the game, and it's hard to copy.
All right, let's do Team of the Week, brought to you by Dave & Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave & Buster's, mm-hmm. Eat and Play, located in Celebration Point. Team of the Week, Shane.
The Louisville Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I've been a fan of Jeff Brohm for the last 10 or 15 years as a coach. Taking over a program that struggled mightily last year, brought in a bunch of transfers. Mm-hmm. I think his quarterback came with him. That was, mm-hmm. I think he was a backup at Purdue, actually. Mm-hmm. But, boy, that was a big win for them against Notre Dame. They dominated mm-hmm. Notre Dame.
Yeah, I think that quarterback actually left Purdue and went somewhere else.
I think you're right.
And then he came back to Louisville.
Right.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
So coach had a relationship that held up. My team's got to be Oklahoma. A big win, biggest win for Venables. You know, he went 6-7 last year, and everybody was saying maybe this guy's just a great assistant coach and doesn't have it as a head coach. And now they're right there ready to win it all. But I got to give the Georgia Bulldogs. All of a sudden, everybody's saying, yeah, they are number one now instead of just another one of the five or six teams, because they were impressive clobbering Kentucky last week.
Coach, I said this with Shane yesterday, that, and you know this, when you, they're trying for a three-peat, which has not been done in forever, and they didn't play a great non-conference schedule, so they kind of sleptwalked through some games. I really believe the Kentucky win over Florida woke them up. That they, okay, Kentucky's talking all this stuff now. They were ready to play that game. There is no question Georgia ready to play that game, and they laid one on Kentucky. Let's do our Coach of the Week, brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach of the Week, Shane.
I got two, Brent Venables at Oklahoma and Jeff Brohm. I mean, those were two huge wins for their program.
Yeah, same too. Venables, especially at Oklahoma. Jeff Brohm has been a good coach over a good period of time. So his what he's doing right now is not too surprising. He's been a dang good coach.
Venables. Because, again, last year they were ready to run him out of town, and their defense was just so bad. But, he, you know, I really respect coaches or people that whether you like the system or not, that you can adapt – to the system. Coach, you made the point. He went out and got all his defensive linemen, right? Well, if you got to use the portal, if you have to use NIL, whatever you have to do, that's what he did, and that team's a lot better.
No question about it. And I think we got to give a shout-out to Mack Brown at North Carolina. He's won 100 games at two different schools, Texas and North Carolina. Only guy to ever do that. I was 14 shy at South Carolina. I couldn't make it to 100 up there. But Mack Brown's the only guy in history to win 100 at two different schools. That's pretty darn good.
That is pretty darn good. We'll take a break and come back. More Inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all, but did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruse Ogra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruse Ogra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
From athlete activism to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, you visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up, start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Again, you want to talk to the head ball coach or the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, 392-8255. That's our campus USA phone line. Let's do this, fellas. Top four teams brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken at Chick-fil-A. Top four, Shane.
I got Georgia at one till somebody beats them. I have the Oklahoma Sooners moving to number two.
Wow.
The Wolverines of Michigan at three. And then I got a tie for fourth, and it will be determined this weekend, Oregon or Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you got, Coach?
Yeah, that's about what I had. Georgia, OU, Penn State, Michigan right in there together. Oregon, Washington, they play this week. FSU and North Carolina probably the two. And Louisville, the three best in the ACC. And they're all undefeated, so shout out to all those undefeated guys.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know that I put Oklahoma two, but I get the logic because they just beat a really good Texas team. Coach, you made the point. Texas is a good team. They just happen to get beat. Yep. I can't quibble. I would put Michigan three. And boy, then number four, you could put four or five different teams in there, I guess. But that's what's fun about this time of the year. All right, time for Coach's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Meldon Law with over 50 years of experience, the only accident law firm partner of the Florida Gators. Meldon Law won't back down.
Okay. Shit.
You okay, Coach?
No, I got my cord wrapped around my leg.
Okay.
All right, now
there you
go.
All
right, here's what Oklahoma did to win the game the other day against Texas. And Shane, if I was coaching today, I would do this anytime down around the goal line. Most teams play man-to-man. They were on about the five-yard line or so. Drake Stoops, Bobby Stoops' son, comes in motion. So they snap it when he's about right behind, okay? So now this guy's coming around. So he's going to take the one that goes outside, and he's going to take the one that goes inside. That's what they do. They sort of, all right, he goes out, you take him, whoever goes in takes it. So what happened, this guy got up in here and went like this, and this guy, as soon as he went, he left and hooked up right there. And this guy stayed with him. He went back here, and the quarterback made a heck of a play. He got it out. Texas actually rushed five guys, and this offensive tackle, he backed up. He had his guy. This guy came. He gave him just enough of a shove. He actually blocked two guys. And he still was barely able to get it out, but they were both covering the short guy, and there was that guy. Now, what you can do on these things, you can take this. He can come in motion. This guy can run a little out, and he'll jump in. Now he's got an inside step on this guy, even if he's covering him. These guys, when they sort of get stacked up, all right, I'll take one in here, you take one, goes out there, you can do things like that. And then also, you can bring this guy in here and do like that, and this guy's taking the outside, he's already got a step there, possibly. So there's a lot of combinations you can do, and that's what Oklahoma did, and they got confused. They both covered the guy standing on the goal line, and there was a guy back there for one of the biggest wins for Oklahoma in the last, oh, 5 or 6 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just another way to run lefty, Coach.
Yeah, another way, but they get confused. The defenders get confused down there when they sack them up. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good way to do it.
Okay. Right. Educate me, Shainer. Lefty. Educate me.
Lefty, we had lefty and righty, which is it's a four-man concept, two to each side. And basically, if it's lefty, the two most inside guys, so if it's lefty, the guy on the left in the slot would run a corner. The outside guy runs a hitch. This inside guy runs what we call a cover two post down the middle. So you got two guys going left.
Occupying.
And this guy has a hitch. So if he goes righty, it's just very, I mean, it's rocket science, Steve.
Like it.
But you can mix it up. Like that. That's basically lefty there, but a different way. They stacked them, and he still got to the area by running, well, he ran a hitch inside, but you, like Coach said, you can run an out to get to that area where you run the hitch, and then you got the corner over the top.
You get a natural step, one step ahead of the defender going post or corner if you stack them up and do that sort of thing.
Love that.
Yep.
We'll take a break. Come back. We've got some games we're going to look at. Much more to come inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Up.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill is a special type of place for fans of the Gators and great food, which is why we've made every day special. Join us on Martini Tuesdays for half-off handcrafted martinis and Wine Wednesdays, where you can enjoy a bottle of wine for 50% off. And don't forget the incredible Spurrier's Gridiron Grill brunch buffet and bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. That's right, a brunch buffet every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the hottest restaurant in Florida in the heart of Gator Nation.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-through and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-through open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
From athlete activism to athletic achievements, we have you covered. Your home for every important sports story. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Our last 20 minutes today as Florida gets set to play South Carolina. Time now for our games to look for, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. When you need a quality plumber, rely on the same company Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years. Quality Plumbing, their name says it all. Here we go, guys. I'm going to start outside the conference. Big Pac-12 matchup, Oregon-Washington.
Where's this game being played?
At Washington.
Ooh, I like the Huskies. Michael Penix is playing really good football. I think they find a way to win.
I'd say the same thing. Just if it was at Oregon, I think I'd take Oregon. But they're the two best out there, it seems like. And Washington really looks good, though. I think they'll win it.
I really like Oregon, and I'm tempted to pick Oregon, but it's at Washington. That's why I just can't do it. USC, Notre Dame.
This is in South Bend, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame, it seems like I heard something the other day that everybody they've played this year was undefeated at the time they played.
See.
SC's going to score, but I have a feeling Notre Dame's going to just run it right down their throat, and I think Notre Dame's going to win.
Yeah, I tell you what, SC wins a lot of high-scoring games, so I don't think they can stop that offense of SC, so I'll go with them.
Me too, and the only Notre Dame has played such a brutal schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, they played a tough schedule, and I think the last three games have been, where are they mentally, where are they physically, so USC, but it could be 45. Miami and North Carolina.
I like the Tar Heels.
I'll take Tar Heels in this game.
Drake May will make the difference.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think Miami was that good before they got beat. So at Carolina, Carolina. Another Pac-12. I beg your pardon. Let's go to the SEC. The most intriguing game on the schedule besides this one, I think, is Missouri at Kentucky.
Yeah, this is that game that can turn your season in one direction or the other. Oh, man. I don't know if Missouri plays well on the road. I haven't followed them closely, but I feel like they can score. I'm not – Devin Leary, I don't even – they may bench him. I don't know if I've heard a coach – dog a quarterback like that in a press conference in a long time. So I'm going to go with the Missouri Tigers.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Missouri also. I think they can score enough points, but their defense is not quite as good as their offense. But if they can get 8-9 guys up there to stop Kentucky's run, they should win it.
Yeah, I'm with you because I just don't know that. And why wouldn't you do that, Coach? You're exactly right.
Get them up there. Yeah.
Get them up there and make them beat you throwing the ball. They've been terrible.
They've been terrible throwing the football.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Auburn at LSU.
I think LSU is going to win the game, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think because I think Auburn can play defense a little bit, and I think Auburn's run game from the quarterback position is going to cause problems for LSU.
Mm. Yeah, I'd take LSU, though, just because of Jalen Daniels and their offense. Gosh, they scored near 50 about every game, so I'd go with those guys.
I'm with you, Shane. LSU, but closer than most people think, because I do think they play pretty good defense. Texas A&M at Tennessee.
I think the Aggies bounce back this week.
Now, wait, you told me last week if they lost, you were done with them.
Well, I don't think Tennessee's very good. Okay. I think A&M, but you're right. I think A&M is a more physical football team. I think they're a more complete team than Tennessee. Now, it's on the road. Make old boy Joe Milton make some plays, and if they do that, I think they win the game.
I'd go with Tennessee simply because it's in Knoxville.
Tennessee's hard to figure, though, aren't they? Because when we saw them here, Shane, and you mentioned it, Coach, the offense they played was just hurry up and just zing it someplace.
Yeah, there's no concepts.
Did you notice that when they
those go routes?
Just there was no real thing with their offense, but they're home, and you wonder about the hangover with A&M too, like. So, Coach, I'm with you.
Tennessee
at home. Arkansas at Alabama. Is there a chance for Arkansas?
No, zero.
Yeah, I think Alabama's at home, and obviously Arkansas struggling a bit, although they got a pretty good team now. When they come to the Swamp, it's probably be a close game, but at Alabama, I don't think they'll beat Alabama.
You know what's funny to me? When you look at where the SEC is now, and I understand why some people doubted Georgia, and I understand why, you know, what happened with Texas and Alabama, but look at the West, guys. The only undefeated team in the West is, guess who? Alabama.
Western side?
Western side.
In conference play. Yeah, you're right.
Conference play. The only one that hadn't lost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Nick Saban, give him credit. He said, we'll find a way. Milroe threw for 320 yards the other day against A&M.
But what's crazy is, because you kind of forget about LSU because they haven't been able to stop anybody.
Yeah.
But they still control their own destiny.
Yes, they do.
Because they have Alabama. They beat Alabama. They go
right
to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Georgia plays Vandy. I won't even ask. But let's go to this Florida game. What are some keys for you, Shane, in this game?
You got to start fast. I know we talk about that every road game, but it's imperative in this game. Start fast. Play with the lead for a change on the road.
Mm-hmm. That would be helpful. And it will be loud there. The Gamecock fans, they do a good job of making noise, no question about that. So it'll depend on who plays the best, I think. So, but it'll be a tough one. The Gators certainly are qualified to do it.
Yeah, and you got. I think we are averaging like 9 penalties per game under Billy Napier on the road. We can't have that, and you can't have the silly. You know, we've played well special teams wise at home this year. We've had all those blunders on the road. Figure something out where we don't have those mistakes.
Let me ask about a couple of other games since we have time. They're not top 25 games necessarily, but they're kind of interesting to me. Kansas at Oklahoma State.
Both these teams have one or two losses. I don't even know their records.
Mm-hmm. I think Kansas has one.
Kansas has been winning with their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Kansas. They're doing a good job. I think their coach there does.
Iowa, remember, their coach, they have to score a bunch of points. If they don't, coach is out. They're at, let's see, they're at Wisconsin. Iowa at Wisconsin.
What time is that game, Steve?
That is a 4 o'clock game.
That is late afternoon nap time.
I'm going to take Wisconsin 7-3.
I'm going to go 13-6, okay. Badgers.
I wrote that down, forgot to mention it, because that is – going to be kind of a funny game. One more top 25 game, UCLA at Oregon State.
Both these teams, I believe, have one loss. Oregon State's played pretty well. UCLA with a big win last week at home against Washington State. It's in Corvallis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll probably lean towards
Give me the Beavers. Yep.
Yeah, the Beavers have played tough. So has Washington State. They've played well, the two outcasts of the big Pac-12 out there. So take the home team. I'd go Oregon State.
And, Coach, in your honor, mm-hmm. NC State at Duke.
I'm going to go with the Dukies. Yeah, the Dukies lost that heartbreaker.
Is the quarterback playing, Coach?
I don't think he is. But they got another guy there that they tell me is pretty good also. So Duke should be okay.
But he didn't break his ankle, right?
No, bad ankle sprain, okay. They call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll go with the Dukies.
Me too. NC State capable, mm-hmm. but I just think Duke at home wins. Let's go to our Campus USA phone line. That's where Alan is. Alan, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. I was just curious, you know, in today's world with NIL and recruiting, they – you know, getting money to show up on campus, and they get to campus, and maybe they get a little NIL. They've got their scholarship, and they've got a good Gatorade program. They're learning how to be good men in the world. I'm just curious: is how important is winning these days? Is winning still a part of the process?
I would hope so. I guess that's the most honest answer. I would hope so. And I would hope between the coaches and players and everybody associated with the team, that's still the object. That's why we do all this, is to win the game and try to win the division and even win more if we can. But that's a fair question you just asked, because I'm not sure the majority or the entire team acts like, man, we got to win this dang thing. That's what it's all about. So – I'm not sure it's at as high a level as the Swamp Kings or maybe our guys were back in the 90s. Anyway, hopefully winning the game is the number one priority.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Has it changed? Shane, I don't know. Try to put yourself in a position where you're on the field and you're playing for Coach and you're getting paid. Well, whatever it is, you're getting paid through NIL. Does that change what you do on a Saturday? I would hope it wouldn't.
No, I mean, if you're a competitor, absolutely not. I mean, it's just like, I mean, think about pro sports. I know in pro sports, some people think some guys take plays off or whatever, but I think when you're playing for your alma mater now, that's where it could change because I could play for Coach 1 year and then I could say, okay, well, Oklahoma just offered me this. I'm going there. You know, there's no loyalty, really, but when you kick it off, I mean, if you're a competitor, you go play.
Correct.
All right, Coach, we got Spurrier Stories brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car, now the official partner of the Florida Gators. Had a question, Coach, that you probably get asked a lot, but I'll ask because Eric asked it. He said, going back to your first time coming back to the Swamp when you were coaching at South Carolina, what was going through your mind, if anything? Except to win the game.
When I was coaching back in the Swamp?
No, you were at Carolina. Oh, at South Carolina. Came back here, yep.
Well, not a whole lot. My last year here was 01, and this was 05. So 4 years in between, I didn't know hardly any of the Gator players at that time. So, and then I've been around my guys a year and so forth. So you're still just coaching your team, your players, your coaching staff, and so forth. But obviously, since South Carolina had not beaten Florida since 1939, it was fun to get that win. And the fans up there, they were appreciating things like that. They used to tell me, Coach, we know we can't beat Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee and those guys, but if we can have a winning season, if we can go about 6-5, go to a bowl game, man, we have really done something. So that was sort of the attitude, and then all of a sudden we started beating some of those guys, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee. And now the coach is there now, Beamer, he's supposed to beat Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Clemson. And so it's South Carolina is at a different level in perception of being able and capable of beating the top teams.
Without going into what the previous administration did before you took over, I can just remember you started a big campaign to raise money and get the – I mean, was there a lot to do in that realm when you first got there?
Well, I didn't have a whole lot to do with it. I guess I went on a couple of trips to some really big boosters that were capable of giving in the millions. But anyway, when I got to South Carolina, they had one person that had given $1 million to the athletic department, and her name was on the stadium, Miss Williams Bryce. Her husband had passed away, and she made a gift, and they put her name on the stadium. Other than that, they had no booster give $1 million. But back in that time, Florida, we probably only had 15 or so. I don't know where we're at now, 35, 40, I'm not sure. And all the other schools, they're up there, I don't know, 25 to 50, somewhere in that neighborhood. So anyway, but South Carolina's up there now, too. They may have 20 people that have given $1 million or so. So it's South Carolina's a big-time program. They're trying to be right there with Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and Clemson and all those guys. So they think they're capable, and whether not, you know, hopefully our Gators are on the way to doing that.
Take a break. Come back. We'll wrap up our Inside the Huddle for today. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly four decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Follow ESPN Gainesville on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Stay up to date with the latest information, interviews, stories, contests, and events. We are 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem, and Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you have joint or muscle pain, you don't need surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics. Give them a call, 352-400-4550.
All right, welcome back to our final segment of Inside the Huddle for today. Coach, I just looked this up. Before we went off the air here, the quarterback for Duke, Leonard, is making progress, but he's day-to-day, according to the coach. The other quarterback's name is Henry Bellin. Is Henry Bellin the fourth? Mm. Redshirt freshman they got there.
Okay. Yeah, I hear he's a pretty good player, so yep. That still should be okay.
All right, let's get to the game at hand here. A really important game for a lot of reasons. Florida needs a big road win in the SEC to get that monkey off their back. You're 5-2 going to the break. If you win the game, it isn't like one's playing two here, Shane, but psyche-wise, it's important for both these teams, actually.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge game for both teams. I'm looking at it from our perspective. It's enormous. I feel like Florida's got the better interior alignment of these two teams. They need to dominate there. But, you know, the coach speak, you got to go on the road, got to start fast, no dumb penalties. No turnovers. And the last thing is be aggressive.
Yeah, just outplay the other team and score more points. That's always the object of the game. And to win it, that's what you have to do. So, yeah, it is. It's I think South Carolina's got two conference losses
They're
already.
2-3 right now, yeah.
Yeah, so with two conference losses. We only have the one conference loss. So, we potentially – all of our goals could still be out there as far as winning the division.
This just happened yesterday, and we only got about a minute and a half here, but I want to get your thoughts. The NCAA is thinking about changing the NIL rules to where schools would have more of an input to review contracts, help the kids prepare taxes, helping with marketing deals. Wouldn't that help the situation and take some of these other things out of the mix?
Probably. I mean, does that mean the schools are going to be the ones stroking the check, buying the players?
I don't know. But I do think they would at least, whatever money the kids get, they would help them facilitate deals and all that sort of stuff. I think that's pretty good.
Well, it would help make it more even. You know, the NFL, they have a salary cap. So all these quarterbacks that are making $50 million a year, that's money that could have gone to other players on the team. And that's one thing I really admire about Tom Brady, and that people don't talk about it, but he used to tell wherever he went, his years at Tampa Bay, he said, just give me 25, which is a ton. But look at these guys making 50. Aaron Murray, Russell Wilson makes 49. And all these guys are making 50, and some of them don't play very well at all. So if you're a guy on the team and you're making two or three, you know, how does the team morale do? So anyway, but they are talking about trying to somehow salary cap college athletes if they can. I don't know if they can or not.
Okay. That's our Inside the Huddle for today. We thank you for listening. Back next week. As the Gators will have their bye week next week, getting ready for Georgia. For the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, and for the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, I'm Steve Russell. Sports Scene's next, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right.
Silverback Concrete.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed.
Silverback Concrete.
From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today.
Silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If
you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@InsideTheHuddleHBC.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators. WRUF Gainesville, W251 CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF.